Indianapolis Mayor Greg Ballard introduced the president, offering remarks that might sound unusual coming from a Republican. He thanked him.
We have worked together through some tough economic challenges, and one thing has always been clear. You understand the issues that cities face.
Specifically, Ballard thanked the Obama administration for help completing the Indianapolis Cultural Trail back in 2010. The federal Department of Transportation provided nearly $20 million in federal transportation grants to finish the project. And when the president took the podium, he made sure to return the love.
And I was struck as I was listening to the mayor's introduction. You know, here in Indiana, we've been able to do some good things because we haven't been so worried about Democrat, Republican, and we've focused more on trying to get the job done. That attitude we're hoping to kind of infect Washington with.
But that bipartisan tone struck in the president's State of the Union address has fallen on deaf ears in Congress. Congressional Republicans just this week greeted the president's budget proposal with near-universal criticism. So he brought that case for cooperation on the road, bringing along former U.S. Senator Richard Lugar, who hitched a ride from Washington. President Obama cited their friendship and work on nuclear issues as proof that the two parties can work together. And as his pitch drew to a close, the president urged the audience to take the argument to their representatives.
But your voice letting them know this is important, not because it's partisan, but because it's the right thing to do for America, if they hear that from enough people, then that's going to make a difference.
But it's unclear whether that message will actually stick outside the boundaries of the Circle City. For 90.1 WFYI News, I'm Christopher Ayers.